So today I gotta say what I would do if I was king of the world. Well, I'm gonna assume that king of the world means somebody who has some actual power, unlike many kings and queens these days. And in fact, I'm gonna assume that I got kind of absolute power, so almost it's kind of god of the world. The three things I would get rid of are, in this order, because the last one would get rid of myself. So I would get rid of first money, then work, and then hierarchies. My reasons being that I think those are probably the three most unpleasant conditions that humans have to deal with. And we're talking about a utopian idea, so I'm going to go with that. Whether it would be practical to get rid of all those three things, and whether it would be practical to get rid of those three things in that order, is to be debated. Certainly, I think that we could get rid of a lot of the work that we have by redistributing the allocation of who does it. Therefore, everybody working, doing some work, slight work, and everybody doing less work, because everybody would do a little bit. And then the whole money thing, well, I'm not saying we don't need a system to organise how we move things around the world, like how we swap food and other basic important resources. But I kind of think money's run its course. It's really causing a lot of problems, and maybe we need to reset our systems and consider new systems and new alternatives and ways of running societies that don't involve lots of people having a lot and lots of people having, well, not very much. In fact, the people who have a lot are less people, the minority, the tiny minority, even the 1% and all that stuff. And then hierarchies, you know, basically, I think that is the real problem, that money plus hierarchies equals lots of people doing work for the benefit of a very small amount of people. Hierarchies being the big problem, that some people are in charge and so they get to determine how other people live their lives. That's not really freedom in my view, if you have somebody else telling you what to do. I'm not saying that parents and that teachers shouldn't tell children what to do, but we're not children. It's time to have a look and change things. And look at the news. It's time. It really is time. Thanks. See you tomorrow.